الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. وبعد، قال الله عز وجل: إن الله لا يستحي أن يضرب مثلا ما بعوضة فما فوقها. The following two verses of the Quran, they are an answer, a jawab, a response given to an objection raised by the kuffar. And this objection is that had this Quran been the kalam, the word of Allah, then this Quran would not have used, would not have employed despicable and contemptible creatures like a ba'udha, like a mosquito or a gnat in its examples and in its parables. Why? Because this goes against the majesty and the sublimity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds by saying, the Quran says that listen, when the kafir makes such nonsensical, utters such nonsensical statements and detestable statements, then for the Quran to use a mosquito and a gnat in its examples, this is not going against the eloquence of the Quran, nor does it go against the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحْيِي أَن يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُوضًا فَمَا فَوْقَهَا. Then listen, indeed, it does not embarrass Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to use a mosquito or a creature bigger than a mosquito as an example in the Quran. How do the believers treat these types of examples? Allah says, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah says, as for the believers, they know very well that this is the truth from their Lord. This example, it is al-haq, it is the truth from their Lord. They understand that behind this example, there is some hikmah, there is some point of wisdom in this example. But as for the kafirs, this example becomes a fitna. It becomes a test for them. How does it become a test for them? They begin to make such statements, such things they begin to say that would result in their loss. And they say, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, as for the disbelievers, they say, مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا. They say, how or what could Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have meant by using or by making examples like this, by using a ba'udha, a mosquito in the Quran as an example. So Allah says, because this example is a fitna, it is a trial for the disbelievers, so Allah misleads many disbelievers by the means of this example. وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. And because the believers understand that there's some point of wisdom behind these examples, so Allah says, Allah guides by the means of this example many believers. وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. Then Allah says, وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. Allah says, Allah does not mislead anyone by the means of this example, except those people who are sinful, the transgressors. Al-Fasiqin here refers to the kafirin. Transgressing fisk does not only refer to making ma'asiyah, making sin. Had it been like that, then the Muslims would have also been part of this. They would have also been meant here in the verse, in the word Al-Fasiqin. But no mufassir says that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mislead the believers, Allah guides the believers. So here Allah is talking about Allah misleading the disbelievers by the means of this example. Fisk, transgressing here, means denial. It means rejection. That the Muslim, he believes. The kafir, he is in denial. So who is meant by fasiqin? The kafirin. Then Allah gives three qualities and attributes of the kafirin. Allah says, who are these kafirin? الَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ. They are those who break the covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after it was binding. Now what is this covenant? This covenant refers to the covenant and pact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made with each and every soul in alami arwah, or we say alami alast, where Allah gathered all the souls and Allah asked them, Allah said to them, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Tell me, am I not your Lord? قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. Each and every soul said, yes, indeed, you are our Lord. Now these kuffar, they break this pact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made by them by becoming disbelievers now in this dunya. Then Allah says, وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَيُّوصَلْ These kafirs, they cut off what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded to be joined. So they break what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded to be joined. Mufassirin mentioned that this refers to silatul arham. So they break up family ties. They do not join family ties. If you are a genuine mu'min, a genuine Muslim, then you have to keep and maintain family ties within the hudud of sharia, within the boundaries of sharia. But to break up family ties, this is something that is against the dictates and the demands of our deen, the dictates and the demands of our Islam, our religion. Then Allah says, وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ They cause mischief on this earth. How? By doing all those acts of disobedience and indecencies openly. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ These people, they are the losers. They are the losers. Now what is the meaning of a loser? Quran says, قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Allah says that, tell him, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that who are the losers? The losers are those people who lost themselves. How did they lose themselves? So the meaning of this is that had they brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they would have gained entry into Jannah. So the fact that they disbelieved, they didn't bring iman in Allah, now they lost themselves to Jahannam. And how they lost their families wa ahlihim, they lost their families. How did they lose their families? Had they brought iman, then they would have got all the huri'een, and you know the azwaj that yesterday we spoke about, the azwaj in Mutahara, they would have got all of these huri'een in Jannah. But now they lost them by disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah in one verse says, أَلَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ That surely, listen, that is clear loss. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives tawfiq wa afirun da'wan alhamdulillah.